This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Back in studio, Wayne Patterson, Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. We talked last week, but wanted to bring you in again because you've got the return of pitch nights in just a few days.
Yes, coming on June 1st, next Wednesday, Backside Brewery in the back in the warehouse. We're going to bring back pitch night.
And I should probably ask, how long has it been since you've done it? But I think I know the answer.
February 2020 was the last one.
Wow, that is such a commonality these days as events are returning. And I'm sure you're happy to be able to do it again.
It's so great to be able to do a live event. And this one's going to be really special because we're giving away $20,000 to small businesses.
And talk about how the meeting's set up. What are you going to do?
So any small business has under 25 employees that's generated more than $5,000 in revenue, it qualifies to fill out an application. And they can go to the partnership website or they can go to umpquagrowtalks.com. And there's an application there for them to fill out. They fill out the application, and we have a review committee, and we pick six different organizations to come and pitch. And they get 5 minutes to pitch on stage what their business is, where their business is going, and what they want to use the money for.
So a lot of work, I would think, would go into those pitches because you want to say a lot in 5 minutes.
Absolutely. But, you know, the critical part of all this is that it's really about who's doing what, where are you going, you know, how this money is going to really be able to help you. This is really about COVID recovery, and the funds that we have for $20,000 are actually coming from the Workforce Development Board, and that's SOWIB, Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board. And so those are kind of COVID recovery dollars, and we're going to give away a $10,000 first prize, $5,000 second, $2,500 third, and then we're going to do an audience vote for another $2,500.
And to get signed up, is there a deadline?
Yeah, you want to get your application in by tomorrow. We were originally going to try to cut it off yesterday, but we had some glitches with some of our software. But get your application in. We'll make a decision tomorrow on who the finalists are that are going to actually come, those six. And we'll notify them, and then we'll also do it on social media.
And for people interested in coming out, how do they tie in?
So there's a registration at the same website, so you can register to attend. There's no cost. By registering, it puts you kind of into the hat to be able to have your name drawn for door prizes, which is kind of the reason we want to register. We also want to kind of know how many people are going because we do have a seating capacity.
And other things that people ought to know about sort of your plan going forward.
So what we've done is that originally we brought Pitch Night in for just startups. And the startup meant that you had to have under $5,000 in revenue, and all you needed was an idea. You didn't even need a business license or anything. You just needed to be able to come and pitch. We're going to bring that one back. So now we have two pitch night formats, and then we're going to do a growth talks event, which is going to be a public speaker, educational program, networking event, kind of like the old Yes and Pub Talks events that we had of days of old.
And what have you seen in the past few months with new business? I mean, we really saw a lot during the pandemic of people reshifting and looking for new ways to make revenue or maybe even sometimes do something they'd always been wanting to do but hadn't, you know, essentially had the guts to do before and, you know, walk away from maybe an established job. Are we still seeing that environment of exploration?
Yes. And it's really great because we just got a new report this year from the state of Oregon. And basically, it gives us 2020 and 2021 all new businesses that had asked for any kind of registration with the state. So if you're a corporation, if you're an LLC, whatever you have, we get your name, we get the fact that you registered, and we went up probably 20% between 2019 and 2020 and 2021. There was almost a 20% to 25% increase in new businesses, and that's what this is all about. This is all about trying to build our entrepreneurial ecosystem, get more businesses to start.
And are you seeing folks that you're getting connected with who have maybe come from larger areas that looked around during the pandemic and said, I want to live somewhere else?
You know, I think that the early part of the pandemic, what we ended up having was a lot of people wanted to get out of the big cities and they were looking for places to move to. And so we saw an influx of a lot of people in kind of the first year, if you will. But I think now what we see almost daily is people locally that are local, that are trying to start new businesses, that have a small business, that are looking for help. They're trying to get funding. They want to know if there's any grants available. And they're moving. And, you know, our large businesses are doing great. But the small businesses is what we really need for our future.
And again, before we go, how do people get connected either to have a shot at making a pitch or to attend?
UmpquaGrowthTalks.com is the best place to go. And UEDPartnership.org is our is the partnership's website. You can go to either one. And if you have anything that you have questions, we're also on Facebook. All the social media, you know, platforms were there, so you can write in questions if you have any. So we're pretty much easy to find. All you got to do is look up Growth Talks or Pitch Night, and you'll find us.
And so the deadline tomorrow for Pitch Night, what about for attending?
It's okay to attend. You don't even need to register, really. You can still show up. It's just the fact that we'd like to know how many people are coming, and we want to make sure that we get your name in the hat, you know, for door prizes. And we have some great door prizes, by the way.
All right. Wayne Patterson, Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39.